Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Prasad Panda. He is the Minister of Transportation for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
All right. Well, the main thing we wanted to talk about today is the province moving forward on a plan to have new highway rest areas. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what sort of, I guess, the province is looking to see happen there?
We are trying to create a better travel experience for Albertans and the visitors on our various highways, which would actually improve the safety and convenience for regular drivers. In addition to that, for the commercial drivers, they need to take mandatory breaks because most of the time they are on the wheels for longer hours. When they are bringing freight from across the borders. So they will have a place to rest so they can pull over to these rest areas and they can check their vehicles, fix them. If there is anything to be done, they can rest. And also in that process, it also brings some economic activity when more drivers are passing by and resting in those areas, so they'll go to these commercial stops and buy something in those shops there, so that will create some economic activity and during construction and after commissioning and operations, they'll have ongoing jobs in those areas, so that will also create jobs.
And certainly these kind of commercial rest areas, we have seen them in other provinces in the country and also some states in the U.S. as well. What are, I guess, some of the benefits that they can sort of provide to drivers, whether it be someone just going on the car on a road trip or, as you kind of touched on earlier, the trucking industry as well?
For the trucking industry, actually, they ask for it, and also, right now we are actually short of skilled drivers for the commercial trucks and industrial trucks. So we're trying to bring in, for example, if the women want to come into this workforce, they would expect a clean hygiene rest stops on the highways. And also for the visitors coming from other provinces, so they need a decent area to stop by to use the washrooms or want to grab a coffee or a bite or just relax for some time. They want to get Wi-Fi and check their messages or emails. So it's all helpful. And on the top of it, if there are gas stations, convenience stores, fast food services, they'll bring in a better travel experience. So for visitors coming from other provinces, sometimes, if you give them a better travel experience, they'll come back. So that helps tourism.
Now, you mentioned that certainly this is something that a lot of truckers out there have been looking to see. What about with, communities and municipalities around the province? What kind of sort of feedback have you kind of gotten from them on, kind of going forward with getting some of these, little more rest stops along the highways?
We are doing this in consultation with them. We're not doing everywhere because we are relying on private sector investments into it. So we consulted the local municipalities and the rural counties. After having a discussion with them and in collaboration with them, we chose 18 sites on Highway 1, Highway 2, and Highway 63. And Highway 4 and Highway 16 as well. So we chose them in consultation with them, so it It will help economic activity in their jurisdictions. So they're on board.
And I know the right now, I guess they've for interested parties to kind of submit proposals to kind of request proposals, those kind of things to kind of get this sort of process started. What is, I guess, sort of the timeline for when we can see these kind of new rest areas up and running?
So we are asking now the proposals. So in August 2022. And we expect the contracts would be awarded in 2023, and then once the contracts are awarded, there are things to be done, because this is not a traditional procurement. In a traditional procurement, you invite the bids, and the highest scorer, the lowest bidder with which is technically acceptable, gets the award. In this case, we're doing it slightly different than traditional RFQ process. We are inviting the bids against a basic requirement. So we say this is the minimum scope. This is what we need you to bid on. Once they submit their bids, we evaluate them against that set criteria and identify the top scorer, and then we're going to further negotiate with them to improve on basic minimum scope and specifications we gave them. So if they bring in additional features, like if they have Starbucks or Tim Hortons, things like that, I'm just using as an example, if they say, hey, with the minimum or with no additional expenses, we can do this. That way we can recover our costs. Because remember, province only is giving them the land on lease, and we're just we will service those off ramps from the highways. Rest all is private sector investment. So they might bring in the creativity and innovation in building these ones to attract additional customers to recover their costs. So we'll further negotiate on that, and then they had to apply for rezoning in most of the sites, because they're some of them are in remote areas. So although they are on the highways, but that successful proponent, they have to apply for rezoning permits from the respective municipalities for land use, and then they have to apply to the utility companies for gas and water, wastewater, internet, electricity, for example, for those utilities, and then they start construction. So we are hoping, if everything goes as planned, the construction will start in 2024.
And finally, would ever have a guest join us here, the Trending 55 Ponzi. We always kind of like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too now. Of course, we are in the middle of summertime, and people are probably going out to check out some interesting locations in and around the province. So what about you? What have been kind of some interesting spots that you've managed to check out over the last little bit here?
I mean, to tell you honestly, this summer I haven't travel much other than to the project site area. So for me, every spot in Alberta is a great location for Albertans to spend their vacation dollars within Alberta. I would prefer that. And from east to west, north to south, there are so many lakes, so many mountains, so many trekking opportunities, camping opportunities. So I in this case, I would say do as I say, not do as I do, because I'm just a bit workaholic, and for me everything is work. So, but this is the time we should relax and recharge our batteries. I'm going to take some time to travel across the province.
Hopefully we see you up here in the Peace Region at some point soon. Anyhow, Prasad Panda, the Transportation Minister for the province, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, and have a great summer. Thank you.